Sunday Night Theatre. Fantasy Radio presents There's Always Spring.
Oh, doesn't it all look terribly naked?
Bare. I never was keen on that wallpaper. It looks even more ghastly without the furniture.
Darling, you said when you put it up you loved it.
That was when I put it up. I must have been mad.
Of course, it was the first room you ever papered. Do you remember the first sheet? As you were smoothing down the lower part, the top slowly peeled off and fell all over you.
I wasted nearly a roll before I got the knack of it.
But after that...
Oh, it was brilliant. There was no stopping me. Look at the way it fits around that switch. A professional couldn't have done it better, although I say it with all modesty.
It's lovely.
The workmanship, yes. The paper, no. It's ghastly. Who chose it?
You did.
Me?
We went through the pattern book.
I remember now. Your mother was there. She said it would go with the sweet she was giving us.
And you said, what a good idea.
Did I?
Yes, you did.
Oh. I suppose it's not bad, really. It's because the furniture, curtains and everything aren't here.
Oh, I loved this view looking over the gardens.
They look a bit bare now. Winter's icy clutch is slowly taking over.
It makes me sad to see a lovely garden when it's dying.
Don't look, then. Remember, there's always spring.
Oh, I want you to come back, darling, and see it again. We were so happy here.
So very happy, my darling.
It's a lovely flat. Really super.
Then why is it empty?
Well, I expect the rates have gone up.
Or else old Mother Watson in the flat next door puts off prospective tenants.
Well, she never put us off.
It would have taken more than that old bitch to put us off. We were just married.
She was rather nice. She really was. You went by her exterior.
That was enough for me. She was a miserable old dragon. Can't stand dragons. I like my women to be beautiful, like you. But you coped. Proper little St. George you were. But you would cope with anyone. You were the only person I ever saw her smile at. She always scowled at me.
Well, did you ever try smiling at her?
That embittered old spinster?
No, she wasn't, you know. It has been nice. Coming back.
Well, they like to come this way. Do we come in, please?
Visitors?
Prospective tenants. I bet he's from the agents.
Oh, it's nice to get in from the cold. Oh, I adore this room.
Oh, I like her. She shows taste.
Don't like the fireplace.
I don't like him. He doesn't.
And that wallpaper.
A mere detail. You could put in another fireplace and redecorate to your own requirements. This block of flats is admirably situated. Only 5 minutes from the station.
You old liar, it's 8. I remember him now. It's old Withers. He sold us the flat and told me the same tale.
Oh, look at the view over those gardens. Oh, I bet they look lovely in the summer. Oh, Ian, darling, do come and look.
Can't see much. It's getting too dark.
Miserable devil, isn't he?
Well, it is getting dark.
The gardens in the square are kept up in the most beautiful fashion.
Tell him it's an extra 10 bob a week from the tenants.
Of course. As tenants, you subscribe to their upkeep.
Thank you.
How much?
£1. A week, that is.
£1?
A pound?
Of course. That entitles you to the entire use of the gardens. Very reasonable, considering the joy they bring.
And they do. They're lovely.
Still, £1 a week on top of everything else.
£1? It's 100% increase. What the hell are they growing there now? Rare orchids?
Another £52 a year.
You're right. He is a miserable devil.
But, darling, think how lovely they will look in the summer. All the joys of our own garden.
Without having to mow the lawn or do any weeding. That's almost worth the extra quid.
I love this room. Oh, and the view.
You wait until you see the rest of the flat.
One room doesn't make a flat, darling.
Oh, I could kick him.
Wasted effort, darling.
The rest of the rooms are just as delightful.
What's the kitchen like?
Now she should ask that.
Oh, yes. What's it like?
Oh, admirable. Large with ample cupboards, waste disposal units, in fact, everything.
I think the kitchen's most important.
I know his type. He'll have her slaving over a hot stove all day.
You see, we'll be doing a lot of entertaining.
I bet you'll be the life and soul of the party.
Most understandable. Come this way.
Oh, come on, darling. I can't wait to see the kitchen.
Well, I don't like him for a start.
I like her. She's nice.
Do you think they're married?
Not yet. She's only wearing an engagement ring.
In that case, there's still time for her to opt out.
Well, she doesn't want to. She's in love.
What? With that? You must be joking.
Well, women do fall in love with the most unusual men.
You, of course, being the exception.
But you might not appeal to her.
Why not? I take umbrage at that.
Well, you might not be her type. He certainly isn't mine.
I take umbrage no more. Confidentially, she's nice, but not my type either.
Oh, darling. I wonder how old Withers is getting on with them.
I bet he's having one hell of a job with Laughing Boy.
I know she'll like it.
He won't. Look how he quibbled over the pound a week for the garden.
Well, you quibbled over 10 bob.
I suppose the cost of living's gone up since then. He's the overbearing, pompous type.
Oh, we must be fair. We don't know them. Underneath that pompous exterior...
There's a pompous interior.
We must be fair and not jump to conclusions.
Very well. I will be fair, unbiased, judicious and completely open-minded.
Good.
But there is only one slight difficulty with that.
What's that?
I can't stand the sight of him.
Here they come.
Oh, I think it's lovely, really lovely. It's a gorgeous flat. I adore it.
And I adore you.
I think the bedroom's rather small. Very small, in fact.
I knew it. What did I tell you?
It isn't, darling. It'll be snug and cosy.
That's embarrassed old Withers for a start.
I like a larger bedroom.
Sex maniac.
But those built-in wardrobes and dressing table are marvellous. And once we get the bed in...
But it's still small.
What the hell does he want in there to do? Stage a cup final?
As your fiancé said, the built-in wardrobe...
I love it! And the kitchen, it's super!
It is, it is!
I don't live in the kitchen.
I know your type, mate. Never washes a teacup.
Think what I could cook in a kitchen like that.
Well, you weren't exactly mad about washing up.
But the bedroom...
But I never complained about the bedroom.
Oh, and the dining room is lovely and the bathroom, lots of cupboard room. I think it's a super, super... flat.
Your young lady is obviously very impressed, if I might say so, sir.
Well, you may.
I'm afraid I have my reservations.
Believe me, I really am unbiased.
What reservations?
But I'd willingly punch him on the nose.
Just reservations.
I don't understand you. It's the nicest flat we've seen.
How many have we seen?
Hundreds.
Darling, we have seen precisely 6.
Oh, he really is a stinker. Stand up to him, dear.
Well, I like it.
Good for you. Go on, don't stop now.
In fact, I've fallen in love with it.
She must be psychic. Tell her she's definitely made up her mind and he can go to blazes.
Tell him to go to blazes.
Please, darling, please. Why don't you like it?
Oh, dear. Back to square one.
I'll try old misery. Come on, change your mind.
I still have my reservations.
But nevertheless, change your mind, you pompous arse.
What reservations, darling? Surely it isn't the bedroom.
You love the bedroom.
Amongst other things.
I'm flogging a dead horse with him. You try, darling.
What other things?
Well...
You know, we're idiots. What are we bothering about anyway?
I like her... And she loves this flat and wants it. We women must stick together. I'll try.
I said, what other things?
Do fall in love with the flat, darling. And take it.
You don't have to try that hard.
Well, he's a hard nut.
Well, let his girlfriend crack him.
May I make so bold as to inquire what your reservations are, sir?
Certainly you may. Come on, misery. Let's hear them.
I'd be more than interested because I love this flat. There's a happy atmosphere about it.
If I didn't love you, I'd be mad about her.
Happy atmosphere.
Yes, it's warm and happy and friendly.
I take that as a great compliment.
Well, I don't feel it.
You wouldn't feel a kick up.
It is, as the young lady said, a warm and friendly flat, sir.
The trouble with you, mate, is you're not woman friendly.
I feel it's been lived in. Really lived in.
You can say that again.
Well, I feel it and you don't.
No, I don't.
He's a creep.
Then there's no sense in arguing.
I must say, with all due respect, that I agree with the young lady. I have that feeling too.
You don't feel anything with us, old man. You're just trying to let it for the commission.
Forgive me for saying so, Mr. Withers, but your feelings are not so much atmospheric as pecuniary.
Oh, I must say, he put it better than you did, darling.
Ian, that was very rude and totally uncalled for.
Rude, possibly, but the truth, yes.
I'm very sorry, Mr. Withers. I do apologise. I shouldn't have said that.
I'm reluctant to admit it, but that was rather handsome of him.
That's quite all right, sir.
That's right. You hang on for the possible commission.
It's silly, I know, but I really feel this flat wants us. Us!
We want you!
Even though it means taking your choice bit of misery as well.
Wants us?
That's what she said.
Never heard anything so ridiculous. How could a building want you?
Why are you so against it? It's not the rent. We can afford it.
Don't tell us the extra quid on the garden.
If you must know, I have got a reason.
Well, spit it out. We're all agog.
I hope it's a good one, because as far as I'm concerned, it will have to be.
Well, you can laugh at me.
I doubt whether we shall have hysterics, but go on.
Well, I'm psychic.
Psychic? Oh, no. Did you say psychic?
Yes.
You're about as psychic as a...
Don't be vulgar, darling.
I haven't said anything yet.
No, but I knew what was coming.
Not about this flat. Not this flat. Anyhow, this is the first time I've ever heard anything about your being psychic. It's just an excuse. You're about as psychic as a...
She thinks the same as me.
As a... Well, it's just a stupid, feeble excuse. Psychic.
Mr. Withers, may I ask you a question?
Yes, certainly, sir.
And will you give me an honest answer?
I always speak the truth, sir.
What, in the estate agent's business?
Who were the last occupants of this flat?
The last occupant, sir.
That's what I said.
I don't see that that matters.
To the best of my knowledge, Mr. and Mrs. Ashford, or Ashwell, sir.
I thought so. Why did they leave?
Leave, sir?
Ian, what is all this?
Yes, why did they leave?
I'm not exactly sure, sir. I wasn't here at the time. I was away on sick leave for about 6 months. A heart attack, you know. When I got back, they'd left. But as the young lady said, it's a lovely flat with a happy...
Well, I'll tell you, they committed suicide.
No! No, no, it was an accident!
It was my fault. Mine. I was drunk, pie-eyed.
Suicide? How did you know?
Charlie Baxter told me.
Baxter?
But he was transferred up north.
He telephoned me this morning at the office. I happened to mention we were flat hunting and had an appointment to view a flat in Stafford Court. You see, I gave Baxter a lift here on more than one occasion to visit Ashwell. Basher Ashwell, they called him. They played in the same cricket team.
He was a bloody awful fielder.
And he couldn't bat either.
That's terrible. Awful.
I know, but they still kept him in the team.
She's referring to us, you idiot.
Oh, God, yes. I keep forgetting.
Baxter told me how the Ashwells had been found dead in bed. He thought it must have been a suicide pact.
Oh, trust that idiot Baxter to get it all wrong.
He couldn't remember the exact number of the flat, but he said if we did happen to be viewing the one they vacated, we would soon recognise it by the nauseating yellow wallpaper.
I am sorry. I don't know the circumstances, sir. I'm sure that you and your young lady would like to talk the matter over alone before you decide. I'll wait downstairs, if you'll excuse me.
Oh, darling, I feel so helpless. And I do want them to come here.
What, even old death and decay all around I see?
Oh, don't, please.
Sorry, my sweet. I didn't mean that.
They would be happy here. I know they would. As happy as we were. I know it.
I'm sorry, Jill, darling. I really am. I know I'm an old stick in the mud, but I do love you so much. More than anything else, I want you to be happy. Really happy. It's our first home. It's so important. I really do love you so much. You do understand, don't you?
I'm beginning to change my mind about him.
Well, he is rather sweet. And he means it. Go on, my dear. Work on him. Only be quick.
Dearest, I love you two so much.
Struth, that was quick. Are you sure she isn't psychic?
But if you wouldn't be happy here, I wouldn't either.
Well, she's giving way to him.
Well, I'd have done the same with you.
Never. We'd have argued like hell. Look at that time.
I'm not psychic, you know.
You're telling us.
I just made that as an excuse, remembering this block of flats and what Charlie Baxter told me. I just had to say something.
I never really did like Charlie, ever since he got me run out when I was nearly on 50.
But does it make any difference? We are two different people, darling.
I know, I'm different from him.
I know. But it's knowing of the suicide of a young newlywed couple, as we shall be.
But Charlie only thought it was suicide.
Oh, God, it wasn't suicide, you stupid clot.
It wasn't. It wasn't suicide, truly it wasn't.
I know I'm a damned fool.
Granted.
But it may have been suicide. With that hanging over the place, we couldn't start our life together here. There'd be such an unhappy atmosphere.
Even though I love this flat, I couldn't be happy here if you weren't. Let's go, darling.
Damn Charlie Baxter. I wish he hadn't told me. I never did much like him.
You know, I rather like him after all. He has hidden depths. Man after my own heart. Now they must stay. Do something, darling. You must.
I can't. You know we're new to all this.
Oh, how disappointing. It's such a lovely flat and somehow I really feel a happy one.
It was. It is. We were madly happy here. And so in love. Oh, please, please stay.
Sorry, my love. I am superstitious. I really am. Suicide.
Come on. After all, there's lots of other flats.
Yes, but not like this one. It's you. It's really you, this one.
Oh, that's all we needed. Old Mother Watson. Now we are some.
Oh, hello.
Saw the light on. Wondered who was here.
Nosy old bag.
Been looking over the flat.
Yes.
Like it?
I love it.
She did, but you'll definitely put her off.
So you're taking it?
Well, no. I'm afraid we're not.
Why not?
Well, we've decided against it.
Decided against it? But you said you loved it.
She's mad about it. They both are. Oh, do something, Pegs.
Pegs? Are you calling her Pegs? Her?
Her real name's Margaret.
Lovely view from here.
Yes, it is.
Of course, you can't see much now.
No, it's too dark.
Now, that's what I call really observant.
It's beautiful in the summer, you know.
Margaret? Pegs? How the blazes do you work that out?
I'm sure it is.
Peggy is an abbreviation of Margaret, you idiot.
You could have fooled me, but per peg.
But in the spring, it's gorgeous.
Oh, yes. I'm sure it must be.
How did you know her name was Margaret, let alone Pegs?
Shh!
What are you shushing for? They can't hear
us. The gardens are a perfect picture, then. When spring comes back with rustling shade and apple blossoms fill the air.
Oh, good God, she's quoting poetry now.
Well, why not? She's very well read.
But how do you know all this?
So why have you decided against it?
Just reasons.
Rent? Sorry. Rude of me. Must forgive an old woman.
Oh, yes, certainly.
Pegs, darling, do something, please.
What's all this Pegs, darling? I didn't know you knew her. I thought you didn't like her.
I did. You didn't.
Is it the rent?
Well, no, not exactly.
Well, what then?
Oh, you've got to admire the old battle axe. She comes straight to the point.
Well, to be perfectly frank, my fiancé, that is to say, we don't think we'd be happy here.
Why not?
You, for a start. Go on, chum. Tell her to take a running jump.
You're both in love, aren't you?
Of course we are.
Well, then you'd be happy anywhere.
With you 100 miles away, possibly.
Your fiancé loves the flat.
Yes, I do.
And it's not the rent.
Well, no.
Then it's you. Why?
Tell her the bedroom's too small. Go on, I dare you.
Well, for one thing, the bedroom is rather on the small side.
Ah, he heard me. He must have done. Tell her to buzz off and mind her own business.
Fiddlesticks!
Eh?
Fiddlesticks, I said. Do you think the bedroom is too small?
No.
Well, then why?
Well, for various reasons.
Name one.
She sounds like a proper old school mom.
She was. She was a headmistress.
Was she? Speak up, chum, otherwise you're in for six of the best.
It's silly. I know, I mean, we know, but...
It's not you. It's him.
Yes, it is.
That's obvious. Well, young man, do you love this young lady?
Of course I do.
Do you want to make her happy?
Of course I do.
He does improve on acquaintance, even the old Gorgon does. Go on. You've got him reeling. Now knock him for six.
Then take this flat and make her happy and don't listen to stupid stories.
Stupid stories?
That's what I said. Met old man Withers downstairs. Nice man, but a bit of an old woman.
Coming from her, that's hardly a compliment.
I don't know you, young man, but I think you're a bit of a fool. I hope you stay here and make me change my opinion.
What do you mean?
I knew the Ashwells.
You knew them?
Yes. Oh, well, at least her, more than him.
Did she? You never told me.
I miss them.
Miss us? You miss us?
Oh, they were young, full of life, and very, very much in love. I used to come in here often to have tea or morning coffee with her. She was very sweet and understanding to an old woman.
I never knew this. I thought...
Why should you? You never liked her.
For some unknown reason, I put the fear of God into him. Used to amuse me. So like my nephew. I'm very fond of my nephew. Fond of Ashwell, too, because he idolised his wife. I liked that. Yes, I miss them.
But they committed suicide.
Oh, fiddlesticks! Believe that and you'll believe anything. Suicides always leave a note to justify their action. They didn't. Accidental death was the verdict. They came back from a party that night. They were well...
Sloshed?
And how?
Not a word I'd use myself. But they were exceedingly merry. Well, living in the flat next door, I heard them come in. He came out of the lift singing, for some extraordinary reason, the Eton boating song. Don't ever think he went to Eton.
I don't remember that.
You did? You were making a shocking noise.
I'm afraid that she, too, was rather...
intoxicated.
Oh, thank you, yes. She tried to silence him as she herself endeavoured to render the Harrow School song 40 years on.
And you certainly didn't go to Harrow.
Thought at the time what an odd choice on both their parts. But they were obviously in a very happy mood.
They must have been to quite a party.
And some.
Well, they evidently went into the bedroom and at some time turned on the gas fire.
So?
They forgot to put a match to it. Quite easily done in their bemused condition.
Oh, no.
At least they never knew. They just went off to sleep.
Oh, darling, darling, forgive me. I didn't know what I was doing.
Oh, don't. Don't. It's over now. And we're still together.
I always said we should have had central heating.
I do miss them. And they'll never know how much.
We do, you old battle axe, we do. I wish I'd known you better. Bless you.
Well, that's the true story. Take the advice of an old woman and have the flat. You know... I feel they left a lot of love behind. Why don't you share it? I won't say goodbye. I somehow feel that au revoir will be more appropriate.
Darling pigs, you've done it!
Don't you feel it? All around, darling. She's right, you know, she really is.
You know, darling, I don't really mind the tiny bedroom. Let's go down to old Withers and clinch it. Au revoir.
Oh, just a moment, darling. I forgot my umbrella. We're going to be so happy.
You will. You will.
We'll see to that.
Was that? No.
There's Always Spring was a Fantasy Radio production in association with the Wharf Theatre.